A few weekends ago, I had the opportunity to be the spiritual director for a Teens Encounter Christ retreat, TEC as it's called, T-E-C. It was my first time doing this, and so I was experiencing it all myself for the first time, and I was really amazed about how over the course of just 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, all the young people, a lot of high school students from Hayden were there, and they all had this amazing personal encounter with Jesus. They came away with their faith alive and on fire and ready to go tell everybody else that they need to go on TEC too. I was very much impressed with what I saw, even amongst the adults who were coming back, many of them for their sometimes ninth time. Kate Ruoff, our own youth minister here at the parish, this was her ninth time on TEC leading the group this time. I think we all need those kind of intimate encounters with Jesus where we feel very much his power, where everything seems clear and there's no doubt in our faith at all because it's all so present to us. It's that kind of experience, I think, that is described in the gospel today. Jesus gives his apostles this kind of, literally in this case, mountaintop experience. They wanted to know Jesus. They were with him every day. They wanted to know him more, to see him in his glory, and that's what God gives them. Jesus on the mountain today is transfigured. The church always gives us on this second Sunday of Lent the story of the transfiguration, that even in the midst of our penance, our fasting, the darkness, if you will, of this season, we have this bright moment of light when we see clearly who Jesus is. And there's this miraculous encounter with him. So much so that the apostles are afraid. They fall on their face. Jesus has to raise them up. We all need these kind of encounters where everything just seems so clear and beautiful. And it seems that there just couldn't be a care in the world. And we are just happy to be in God's presence. Those are truly blessed moments in our lives. And hopefully we can all point to those. But I think we often forget the other two sides of this. What leads up to this moment and what happens after it? What did it take for Peter, James, and John to wind up on top of that mountain with Jesus? Well, I think the first thing that we forget is in our first reading, Abraham. What is so special about Abraham? Well, God calls him when he's way far away in Iraq, in Ur of the Chaldeans, when he's very old, and he says, Abraham, you gotta go. I've got a plan for you. Leave everything here. Follow me. I want to take you across the desert, across the wilderness, to a place you've never heard of, and there good things will happen if you trust me. The first thing that has to happen if we're ever going to have those mountaintop experiences with God is we've got to be like Abraham and we've got to take the first step of the journey. We've got to get up and go. Leave behind whatever would keep us from God. Abraham is our great model there. But I think just the image of a mountain also shows us something very important. No one ends up on top of a mountain by accident. You might accidentally wander into a valley or fall into a hole, but no one is going to wind up on top of a mountain just by accident. It takes work. And although God's grace is very affluent and everywhere, it takes our correspondence to say yes, and even a little bit of work on our part. That's really what Lent is all about. Us doing our part. To get up a mountain, I think, is a beautiful image for an encounter with God. Because we do have to do our part. And it may not make sense as we're going through the difficulties. I know a thing or two myself about climbing mountains. I love to go to the Rockies, to Philmont Scout Ranch with the Boy Scouts. And there, I'll never forget my first time that I was there. Our ranger guide is leading us on, it's like the third day of our trek of 14 days, and we're going up what seems to be this just never-ending climb upwards. I can't see anything but trees because we're in a forest, but I know we're going up and up and up, and I'm like, when will this end? And finally, we get to the top of what's known as Heart Peak, and I'm able to stop and look and say, wow, look at all this. And I look back where we came from. I'm like, oh my goodness, way down there, that's where we had breakfast. Wow. And I could kind of see everything more clearly. And all of a sudden, it was beautiful. And it was that kind of mountaintop moment that I never would have had had I not made the effort to climb up there. But in that clarity, our guide also pointed off into the distance. And he said, look over there. See that big, tall mountain in the distance? We'll be there in 4 days. I'm like, oh my gosh. There's a bigger, taller mountain that is so high that there's not even trees on top of it. And like in between is more hills and valleys. And I knew we had to go through that. But sure enough, 4 days later, there we are climbing this other mountain. And it seems to like it goes on and on and on. And I make the effort to get up there. And just when I get above the tree line, where you think, this will be great, I see that the trail is gone and there's nothing but boulders and rocks, and we just have to climb over these huge rocks and feet hard to get a hold, and it just gets more difficult. But then my greatest moment ever, probably, from being at Philmont is to have been on the top, and you look around and you can see everything. Everything is all of a sudden clear, and it makes sense. There's where we were that day, and there we're coming, and now it's all downhill from there, and we go. I could have just stayed there. Then, of course, a big thunderstorm was coming with hail and lightning, and it helped make up my mind that it was time to go down. But I think when you're on top of a mountain like that, it's a lot like Peter in the gospel today. I mean, when you're in the presence of God, as he was with James and John, it's easy to say, Lord, it is good that we are here. Let's just stay. Everything seems so clear. The temptations are gone. It's obvious, Jesus, you are God. I'll never doubt it again. How could anyone doubt it? It's a wonderful place to be. But there's that other part. The after. What about after this encounter? Jesus clearly says, we can't stay up on this mountain. It's wonderful, it's beautiful, but that mountain isn't meant to be permanent in this life. Although we all have those experiences and they are wonderful, that's not the point of this life. In a way, it's where life is headed, because to be on that mountain with Jesus is to get just a little glimpse of what heaven is all about. And it's just enough of a taste to keep us going. Because we're not meant to forget the mountain, even though we would come down. Peter, James, and John, no doubt, never forgot that day. And we're not ever supposed to forget those special encounters with Jesus where everything seems clear. I never forgot my time on top of Mount Baldy at 12,441 feet. But we do have to come down, because this life is not about staying up and just doing nothing. Jesus sends us out. That's the one thing I love about tech. After you have this amazing encounter, it happens on day two. Day three is called go day, because you got to go out. You got to tell other people. You've got to share the mountaintop experience. No one would ever climb a mountain if maybe other people weren't saying, you've got to go up there. You're going to Philmont, you've got to climb Baldy. Yeah, it's 12,441 feet and it looks huge and like you could never make it. But do it, because it's great when you get up there. We've got to have that same kind of spirit as we come down from the mountain into ordinary life to share that experience, to tell everyone God is real, our faith is real, and it's wonderful. That's what we know awaits us on the other end. Because after you've been on the mountain, you never forget it. We can't. But that's what keeps us going through life, especially in those times where it does get rough, where it seems like the path is difficult through life. That's when we look back and we say, no, I remember there'll be another mountain ahead as well. So in the midst of Lent, we take this Sunday, Transfiguration Sunday, to stop to thank God that we've had the grace to make that initial effort, like Abraham, to get up and go. God, help us to keep going every day, to get out of bed, to keep going, to persevere even as we go through the difficulties, to never doubt that Jesus is there, especially in the difficulties. He tells us in the last line of the gospel today, don't tell anyone the vision yet until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead, because we can't understand the mountaintop until we understand it on Calvary, that mountain of Jesus' ultimate sacrifice. Let us be willing to get up, to go, to make the sacrifices necessary to do our part to climb the mountain, and then to go and share that good news with everyone. Jesus is alive and real. Let us invite others into that great relationship, that they too may be on the mountain.